We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Joe to Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning as we broadcast from beautiful Clearwater, Florida, home, obviously, of Phillies spring training baseball. And Phils have another game coming up later this afternoon. They won't have some of the stars that are still playing in the World Baseball Classic. Congratulations to Trey Turner with a massive weekend. Grand slam earlier, two home runs last night. Team USA advances to the finals of the World Baseball Classic. Phil's season, by the way, if you don't know, starts in 10 days. So, I mean, opening day is really coming fast. This is their last full week of spring training, and then up north. We'll have a big show centered largely around the Phillies today, with Charlie Manuel on the show, John Middleton, Alec Bohm, and others. So a lot of fun there with the Phils. Sixers, great job over the weekend. And Eagles, they lost C.J. Gardner-Johnson. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, now a Detroit Lion. We'll talk about that extensively today. All of this with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Great to see you. Great to be here.
Yeah, it is, man.
We're in Florida right now.
We hadn't done it since, I think, 2019, John, or maybe 2018 for
sure. It feels like it's been far too long. Yeah. It's great being back. It's very exciting. I can't wait to talk to the folks we have lined up today.
Yep.
But the show MASH, you know I'm not a huge fan of the show MASH.
Love MASH.
Most people do.
Yeah.
The show MASH lasted longer than the actual Korean War itself.
Oh, no question.
Yeah.
Probably
11
probably
seasons.
Three or four times longer.
Oh, yeah. It was an 11-season run
on
television, and the Korean War lasted 3 years. Yep. It was June 1950 to July 1953.
Yeah.
So MASH on TV outlasted MASH in real life.
One more MASH thing, I'll say this. I bet you 80% of our listeners right now think it was a Vietnam War show.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Wow. Right? I mean, it's just because most people don't know about the Korean
War. My dad served in the Korean
War.
Did
he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And was injured in the Korean War.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. All right, so we got a lot to get into today. And again, heavy on the Phils, especially as we move toward the interviews with the guys. Charlie Manuel, the first guest that will be with us here on set. We're overlooking the ballpark. Now the ballpark's obviously empty right now, and it's dark. Because it's dark still, sun hasn't come out yet, but it will about the next hour or so. Charlie will join us at 7:30. We're all hyped about the Phils season. Obviously, they broke through last year. It was a magical October. I think there's a general expectation, and we shouldn't take it completely for granted, but a general expectation that this is probably a playoff team again, and hopefully will be for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, much the way the group was, almost a generation ago now when they broke through in 07. So we'll get into all of that today with the Phils and the whole deal. Again, John Middleton with us at 9 o'clock. John, we got to obviously start with the big news from last night. You know, I'm getting ready to go to bed, and I get a text message. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a Detroit Lion. And, of course, we're all trying to figure out, all right, what are the details? Like, what's going on here that led to the reality that, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is no longer an Eagle? And when you eventually drill down and find out, he gets a one-year, $6.5 million deal from the Lions, and the deal, in a guaranteed sense, and the deal could be worth up to $8 million based on, you know, a few other things, and he probably play his way into it. I mean, he's a good player. I guess he's got to stay healthy or something. I mean, John, I'll just say this, man. I am very disappointed by this development, and I know there's an argument out there because the Eagles are obviously presenting it to the local writers who pretty much all tweeted about it, that C.J. Gardner-Johnson sort of blew his opportunity early in free agency by overplaying his hand. And by the way, it's obviously shocking he got so little. So he expected more, and I don't blame him for expecting more. So he was waiting for the Eagles and probably other teams to give him that big 3-4 year deal I'm sure he was looking for. It didn't happen. And in the process, the Eagles basically spend their money. Fletcher Cox, as an example, 1 year, $10 million. And so knowing the Hurts contract's coming up, I guess the Eagles are like, well, we're out of money. And so Gardner Johnson takes a prove-it one-year deal with Detroit. The whole thing feels like a fiasco.
It is a fiasco.
It's a total fiasco.
This proves a lot about the way that the Eagles felt about CJ GJ. This proves a cluelessness to CJ GJ's camp.
No question.
That they were fighting a battle that they were fit to lose. I mean, like, set up to lose. You don't dig your heels in when a team's willing to walk away. And that's exactly what the Eagles did. They said, wait, you don't like that offer? The 3-year deal we put out there right at the beginning of free agency? Okay. Maybe we'll see you. Maybe we won't. And CJ's group felt like, oh, that's lip service. They're messing with us. There's no way they'd walk away from CJ GJ. They walked away. You know what?
But so did the whole league, John. That's the thing that makes no sense. I mean, honestly, I've seen a lot in sports. This one makes to me, he was a quality football player.
Oh, you're right.
And I know it's not the
most. He was a quality football player for a small little window of last season that he played his best football. I mean, significantly better than what we'd seen because of the productivity. 6 interceptions in that short little period of time. Does that seem like it lines up with the 20th highest paid safety?
No.
In terms of annual value?
Makes no sense.
That's what he got. And so that's unfortunate for him. Think about it. This is your opportunity to make the boku bucks right now.
Yep.
This is your chance to be a free agent, to go take the highest bidder and try to run that up the flagpole. CJ GJ just failed so miserably in that endeavor.
So did his agent, by
the
way.
He and his agent. You're right. Yeah. They read the tea leaves completely wrong. They blew this. The Eagles put a 3-year deal on the table.
But we don't know how many millions, to be fair.
You're right. We don't know that it was underwhelming to CJ GJ because he had overvalued his own worth in the eyes of these teams. And that's a real mistake. You have to ask yourself, did the Eagles really want to bring this guy back? The order of business. That's the issue that I had all along through free agency. The order of the players that we were signing on.
Yep.
You know, I was frustrated when we signed Fletcher Cox instead of CJ GJ. When we signed Fletcher Cox for $10 million, CJ GJ just signed for $6 million. You know, like, it felt like, wow, they turned their back on this guy. What did he do to deserve that?
All right, so there's so much to it, and everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I mean, the simple question, obviously, is what is your reaction to the Eagles losing CJ Gardner-Johnson? If you're just waking up to this news, the news stinks. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a 1-year deal with Detroit. It's way less than any of us, let's be real, than any of us expected C.J. Gardner-Johnson to go for. What is your reaction? Again, 215-592-9494. And I think really the question within the question is this. Who do you blame more for C.J. Gardner-Johnson no longer being an Eagle? Do you blame C.J. Gardner-Johnson for overplaying his hand, which obviously he did? Or do you blame Howie Roseman for prioritizing the free agents the way he did, as John alluded to earlier, signing Fletcher Cox for more, signing Fletcher Cox first, and essentially running out of money? I mean, they obviously essentially ran out of money. Who do you blame more? Again, 215-592-9494. John, my instincts are I want to blame the Eagles more, but what I can't understand, this is the part I can't get past. How did nobody else want him for more?
Yeah.
How did no team give C.J. Gardner-Johnson a 3-year, $20 million deal?
They don't trust what they saw last year. They believe it's too small a
But he's young. He's 25.
Period of time.
He's healthy in 25. Like, that's.
But realize who he had.
He only played a few games, and he only was explosive and making plays in a few games last year.
Nah, he had a nice season. I don't agree with that, John.
I think people believe he's got a lot of upside. I think people believe he's also volatile. He can be a distraction at times.
Well, I think social media hurt him.
I absolutely
I really do.
Believe social media hurt him.
I think
him.
It hurt him a lot, John.
Yes.
He had to go to a team with a guy that he had a relationship with, Dan Campbell, who was with him in New Orleans. So all those other teams didn't want him. Now, Dan Campbell is a little bit of a live wire, as we know.
Yep.
We've seen from him.
Yep.
That probably doesn't bother him. But he had to get a deal from someone that he had a relationship with.
Look, I can't emphasize this enough, and everyone can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I am really baffled by this. I've seen a lot of contracts in sports, all the sports, and usually it kind of follows suit with what you expect. This one hits me over the head.
Think of it this way.
John,
hold on. We ended up with a few different ideas. Like Howie had a few different arrangements for our secondary coming out of free agency in mind.
And the whole team, the whole defense, by the way,
what
it's worth.
Yes, because of the money reality. This offseason. Yes. Rebuild the defense.
Correct.
But I am pleased, Joe, that we have Bradberry and Slay as the recombination of the secondary that he went to this offseason. I actually prefer that arrangement of the secondary, Bradberry and Slay over Bradberry and CJGJ. You know, we got the corners locked in, and they were willing to walk away from the safety who was not as all world as everyone seems to want to make him out to be.
John, I agree with that. But here's the thing, and again, I want to take everyone back. We had a couple polls when the season ended, and one of our poll questions was, who would you most like to see the Eagles keep? And the three choices, we put the three big guys up: Hargrave, Gardner Johnson, and Bradberry. The three pending free agents, not counting Cox and T.J. Edwards and others. And it was, and we did this poll like two or three different times, two or three different ways. It was always, always, always a runaway from the listeners, from the fans of the Eagles, for a C.J. Gardner-Johnson runaway poll victory. To the extent that one of those polls, he got 77% of the vote. That's who I need to hear from today. At 215-592-9494. Everyone out there, those of you that voted for C.J. Gardner-Johnson in that poll. Again, 77%. Knowing, John, think of it this way, and think about what must be going through Gardner-Johnson's head, because I thought the three players were comparable. Here's my point. My point is Hargrave just got $84 million. C.J. Gardner-Johnson just got $6.5 million. I am blown away by that. You're not blown away that comparable players, one guy got $84 million,
the other
guy got $6.5 million?
They're not comparable players, Joe. You got a D-tackle who sacks quarterbacks, and he's the best at doing it in all of free agency this year. That's the guy that gets paid $84 million.
Did the town overrate C.J. Gardner-Johnson, John?
Did the town
overrate him?
Yes, but more than that, C.J. Gardner-Johnson overrated C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And he behaved in ways that hurt him financially.
I agree with you on that.
Because he overvalued himself. He felt like, hey, I can just put all whatever out there. I absolutely believe it was a mistake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To get so over the top with the social media, and that ended up biting him.
I think it did too. All right, look, we will obviously take your reaction on all this today. 215-592-9494. Gardner Johnson no longer an Eagle. He goes to the Lions. What do you make of it? How much do you think social media activity did hurt him? Again, who do you blame more? I mean, there's an argument both ways here. Who do you blame more, Howie or Gardner Johnson? 215-592-9494. We're going to be extensive on the Phils as well. Charlie Manuel at 7:30. Other interviews through the show, including John Middleton, the Phillies owner, today at 9. From Clearwater, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about my friends and the wonderful people at Family and Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. You've heard me talking about them, well, pretty much every day on the show. And I'll continue to, because they are phenomenal at what they do. And if you're looking to get engaged, they can help you. I repeat, if you are looking to get engaged, they can help you. They know what you want. You want a great ring. You want a great price. And obviously, you want a helping hand in the process of selecting that ring. When you walk in their showroom, you will see what I've seen, an incredible extravaganza of jewelry. I mean, it is something to see to believe. All of that and more is there, including great customer service and your opportunity to get the ring of her dreams, that's your gal's dreams, for her, a great ring from Family and Company Jewelers. So get there. Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. It's just across the river, across the bridge in Philadelphia, right there in Jersey. A ring from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Desk.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson not coming back to the Eagles. He signed a one-year deal with the Lions. Numerous reports say the Eagles made a multi-year offer early in free agency. NFL Network reports the deal is for $8 million, $6.5 million of which is guaranteed. Trey Turner homered twice as Team USA pounded Cuba 14-2, advancing to the World Baseball Classic Final. They'll face the winner of tonight's Japan-Mexico game. Turner hit a grand slam on Saturday night as Team USA rallied to beat Venezuela. We, of course, are in Clearwater for Philly spring training. We'll talk to Charlie Manuel at 7 a.m., 8:30, Alec Boehm at 9 a.m., John Middleton. Sign up for an MGM Rewards account and earn $30 in free play plus bonus offers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by the Warriors for Dentist. Sunny, a high of 53. It is currently 29. Issues with sleep apnea, the region's number one source for dental solutions in treating snoring and sleep apnea. Dr. Pastor online, drpaster.com. To listen to 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
All right, from spring training, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on this Monday morning. Hope everyone had a great weekend. NCAA tournament, pretty good. I mean, it's not the greatest tournament of all time, but it was, you know, a pretty solid weekend of watching a lot of college basketball. You want to react to any of that, you can at 215-592-9494. But as they say at Channel 6, but the big story today is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, no longer an Eagle. Today's Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. It is truck month at Armin Chevrolet. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's Twitter poll question, who do you blame more for C.J. Gardner-Johnson no longer being an Eagle? Is it A, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who overplayed his hand, or B, Howie Roseman, who, you know, could have gotten him for just a little bit more and chose not to, and let's be real, essentially ran out of money? I mean, they allocated $10 million to Fletcher Cox about a week ago, and the Eagles lost a player who's, I believe, younger and better. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. What do you make of it all? Let's kick it off with Kurt right now in Marlton. Hi, Kurt.
Good morning. You know, generally in the workplace, versatility is something that brings value to an employee. But unfortunately, NFL, that's something that just doesn't apply much, except maybe you look at the defensive line to be able to move inside and outside really increases your value. How do you pay CJ? I mean, yeah, he's a safety. Positionally, you designate him as a safety. He also spent a lot of time at nickel. He spent some time at dime. He spent some time at an almost like a pseudo linebacker position. He's versatile. There's no question about it.
That's right.
But I think it dilutes his positional value when it comes time to go out to a team and say, as a free agent, look, this is how I want to be paid. He's never really played just safety full time. And we as a fan base say, we need our next great safety. We were raised on guys like Hopkins and Waters and Dawkins. We want the next great safety. It's not Chauncey. Chauncey's a mediocre tackler, at least inconsistent. And some of those interceptions, he jumped some routes, and it worked for him. Don't get me wrong, that's not a knock on him, but it's not like he's the next coming of Dawkins. He's not.
Kurt, hold on. Let's, a couple things. So, yeah, he's not the next coming of Dawkins, and perhaps nobody living is. But he's well above average. I mean, like, you know, you brought up Wes Hopkins. We revere Wes, and obviously we revered Andre Waters. I'll tell you this, there's a legitimate chance in my mind C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to have a better career than Andre Waters. And I loved Andre Waters. I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's 25. I mean, he was actually one of the few defenders in the Super Bowl for the Eagles that showed up. He probably played the best game in the Super Bowl of any Eagles defensive player.
He did. And he also had the one great hit of his season in the Super Bowl. I think we're looking at a lot of the things he did through the prism of the Super Bowl, like you said, yeah, he did show up. It's the one time all year that he really laid some serious pad on a player.
Okay,
I mean, this is a guy, I'd have no problem if they signed him at $6.5 to $8 million. But I think, honestly, Howie plays a little bit into this. Part of it's his fault. He played hardball. I have no doubt about it. He did. But I'm also willing to bet that Chauncey and his camp figured, you know what? We're not going back to him no matter what because we don't like the way this went down in the long run. Because he overvalued himself, his advisors overvalued him, and who wants that kind of egg on their face?
Listen, man, I mean, I appreciate the call, Kurt. It's always good hearing from you. I think there's egg on all their faces. I mean, John, let me ask you that question. Who's got more egg on their face, Gardner Johnson or Howie? I guess it's Gardner Johnson because he's the one in the end that has to sign the ridiculous small deal. But
absolutely.
Howie looks ridiculous that he didn't give him slightly more than the ridiculously small deal.
I think it sets a positive precedent moving forward. You've got players who want to be on good teams. The Eagles are a good team. They offered CJGJ a 3-year deal, is what's been reported.
Well, we don't know the
early.
We don't know the
money. But do you think it's less than $6.5 million a year?
No.
No, but
he settled for a prove-it deal when he had a 3-year deal on the table from the team that just, you know, was a couple of plays away
can
from
I
winning
just,
the
can
Super
I ask,
Bowl.
Can I ask a question? Why last night didn't Howie Roseman give C.J. Gardner-Johnson a prove-it 1-year deal, 1 year, $7.5 million instead of $6.5 million? I'm asking the question. I'm asking,
I wonder,
why not?
I wonder if feelings were hurt. I wonder if things through this negotiation were wounded to where it was everyone turned their backs. You know, the C.J. turned his back, the
nasty.
Eagles turned their back.
That's possible.
We don't know the details about how that all transpired. The fact that it took as long as it did while other guys are getting signed, that's not a great sign.
James, did this get nasty behind the scenes and it resulted in a breakup that didn't have to happen because it got personal?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly possible. I think the biggest thing is I think C.J. just, you know, kind of misvalued his market, or his agent misvalued his market. And they thought they could get a lot more on the open market than when Howie was giving them. And when they didn't, I'm sure they were a little, you know, upset with the whole situation that they didn't come back. They
I just don't understand why didn't Howie Roseman last night give him $7.5 million?
Probably didn't
they
want
might
him.
Not have any
I mean,
more
it,
money.
It appears to me they didn't want him.
They might not have any
point.
More money, too. Like, I mean, they have made a lot of. You could always make it work, but for them, he might not have been worth it. We might be overvaluing how valuable C.J. Gardner-Johnson was to the Eagles.
I agree with you, but there's also the, but why'd you give Fletcher Cox $10 million a week?
Because he's a defensive lineman. Howie's always going to do that. Defensive tackle was the biggest need on this team. And look, there's an argument that Fletcher Cox is a more valuable player because he's a defensive lineman.
No, there's not.
I'm saying in the NFL. I'm not saying I would say that, but the NFL, Fletcher Cox got an offer just as much from someone else as he did from the Eagles, or they're saying more, whatever. So on the open market, in the real world, where they decide what the values of contracts are, Fletcher Cox was worth more than C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
I think
that's just a fact.
I think the GMs are dumb.
I don't disagree.
I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Look, I got to hear from people. 215-592-9494. Go ahead,
John. The gap between players, like the gap between Fletcher Cox and the next closest D tackle, was farther than the gap between CJGJ and Reed Blankenship.
Mm-hmm.
It just. You know, this is where you've got gradations.
You're just talking
of value.
Yourself into it, John.
You should be
irate.
I think
seriously.
I think both sides are irate. No, I think CJGJ should be irate. I think the Eagles should be irate. They offered this guy, he didn't take it. I think that there is bad blood that exists between these sides, and we'll never know the whole story.
All right, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in as we broadcast from Philly's Clearwater. The complex down here. We'll tell you coming up in 1 minute. In 1 minute's time, how today on the show you can win a Zach Wheeler replica jersey.
Now that winter is winding down, it's time to dust off those renovation plans and start designing that new kitchen of your dreams with some help from Colonial Marble and Granite. The best way to get started is do what I did. Head to a showroom. I went to King of Prussia and stroll through their 55,000 square feet of marble, granite, and quartz stones. You can pick out the actual stone that will become your countertop. My experience, absolutely awesome for selecting the perfect material for my kitchen all the way through the installation. Final result is incredible. I love my kitchen and you will love yours too. Right now is an incredible time because Colonial Marble and Granite is offering fully installed countertops for just $14.99 or an all-in kitchen for $69.99, including cabinetry, countertops, and sink and faucet package. If you need financing, they're offering zero money down and 0% financing for up to 18 months on purchases of $19.99 or more. For details and showroom locations, visit colonialmarble.net today.
All right, I have, we have to give away today a Philly Zach Wheeler powder blue replica jersey, courtesy of the New Era Phillies Team Store, which is such a cool store, by the way, inside Citizens Bank Park. So we're giving away a Zach Wheeler jersey today, and we're doing it by way of this. I'm over the weekend, as I'm always doing, just bouncing around the internet on my phone. I spend like 25 hours a day bouncing around the internet on my phone, and I see a photograph of Michael J. Fox, and I think to myself, I'm looking at Alex P. Keaton. And then I think to myself, yeah, but I'm also looking at Marty McFly. And I'm like, this dude is both. This guy is Alex P. Keaton from Family Ties. This guy is Marty McFly from obviously from Back to the Future. I mean, he's perhaps maybe the best combination ever of an actor or actress that had a legendary television character and a legendary movie character. I mean, he might be the quintessential example of that. Today, as we look to give away this Zach Wheeler jersey, let's see if we can maybe even beat that or not. But who else is amongst the best ever combination for an actor or actress to have an iconic movie role and an iconic TV role? Because there's so many that have, like Harrison Ford's got multiple iconic movie roles, but there's, I mean, I know he just started on the Yellowstone spinoff, but come on, it's not iconic. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of that. You got to thread the needle today. John, give me a great answer. I'm looking for everyone from 215-592-9494. The best combination ever of a great TV character and a great movie character from the same actor or actress. John, who do you got?
Kevin Costner had amazing film roles.
Yeah.
We'll go Bull Durham, Crash Davis.
Yeah.
And then I do think it's iconic, even though
it has been. No, it's
Yellowstone.
It is.
Yellowstone has become iconic.
I agree with you on that.
And John Dutton is an incredible character.
No, that's a great answer. The reason I said no on Harrison Ford, it's only been one season so far. And, you know, he just kind of joined the party late. I agree with you. Costner's a big answer. Seltzer, who do you got?
Yeah, mine is not necessarily a winning answer. I actually want to see where it goes today. I'm really intrigued. But I'll take the moment to give what will be my winning answer today, and I'm sure you'll agree with me. RIP Lance Reddick. Such a shame.
Oh,
we lost Lance Reddick this weekend. So
awful.
I'll go Cedric Daniels from The Wire and the concierge from John Wick. And just so many other awesome roles. Like, he was just the best. That one really hurt.
I'm glad you brought him up. That stunk to saw that. See, I think that news was Friday or Saturday. That was awful that he died. Rhea, who do you got here? Give me a great combo.
I have one, and I think you'll enjoy my choices of their TV and movie. Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, it has to be from that.
I mean, that was 1980 to have those two, the two characters, Tom Hanks and the other guy, dressing in drag so they could live in an all-women's apartment was pretty funny. And I'm going to go with, even though it's not my favorite movie, Forrest Gump, because it's an iconic role.
It's probably his number one.
Yeah.
I mean, he had Philadelphia, he said Big, but I think Forrest Gump is probably his quintessential.
From iconic perspective,
I agree,
yeah.
All right, give us a great answer. Iconic roles. And listen, not everyone's going to be iconic in both, but whoever's got the best combination, that person, whoever says that answer today, will win the Zach Wheeler replica jersey. As we broadcast today from the Phillies, Clearwater, again, home of Philly Spring Training, where they've got another game coming up in about 6 hours. We'll rock your calls all show. Your thoughts on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, no longer an Eagle, and who's more to blame, him or the team, Howie Roseman, for not getting this done? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, with spring training here, it's time to celebrate, and let's bring in the savings, yes, at United Tire all month long. Through the month of March, you can save up to $110 on four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. The United Tire owners, wonderful, wonderful guys, by the way. Went out to dinner with them a couple weeks ago. Great crew, great guys. They're eight dudes who came together a number of years ago, about 20 years ago, to create the greatest automotive experience that you can get, and they are always on hand to help you. So schedule your appointment today and do so at your locally owned United. And again, locally owned. Let's support guys locally owned here. Locally owned United Tire. You can also visit UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
Brought to you by MHS Lift. Eagles lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson to the Detroit Lions. Reportedly a one-year deal worth $8 million, $6.5 million. $1 million guaranteed, according to the NFL Network. Several reports say the Eagles moved on to other players after making CJGJ an early multi-year offer. We are at Philly spring training at 7:30 a.m. We will talk to Charlie Manuel, 8:30, Alec Bohm, 9 a.m., John Middleton. Trey Turner homered twice in Team USA's 14-2 thumping.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
...of Cuba advancing to the World Baseball Classic Final. They await the winner of tonight's game between Mexico and Japan. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to mhslift.com. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Sunny today, a high of 53. It is currently 30. To listen to 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, Jenna Cameron, Jen Ritchie from spring training, 94 WIP. Now, let's also get to, and a lot of Eagles talk here, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson and all those calls in just a moment. But also, let's do a little window into the weekend, and it's sponsored by Got a Door and Window. You can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit gogotta.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. All right, little window into the weekend beyond C.J. Gardner-Johnson and the Phils, and again, Trey Turner with all these home runs in the World Baseball Classic. John, how about the Sixers, dude? I mean, let me, for those that missed it over the weekend, not only did they win two more games and then beat dominate both games, the 76ers now have, I'm not making this up, if people don't know this, the Sixers now have the second best record in the NBA.
You laughed
at
me.
Second best record in the NBA.
A couple weeks ago when I said that they could get to two. They could get to one.
Yeah, they probably
they could.
Won't. Yeah.
But you said that to me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, well, you also said the Knicks might jump the Sixers.
I did say that. Yeah. I did say that.
Look, it's a great job by the Sixers. I mean, they're 48-22. They got 12 games left. You know, if they go 8-4 in those 12, they're going to finish with 56 wins. And by the way, they're probably going to go better than 8-4. It's and John, what Embiid is doing is just off the charts.
Yep. And it's consistent, and it feels like he is on a mission. You know, he is finally overtaken the one spot in terms of the MVP of the
league. I almost
see
no way he doesn't win it at this point.
He's locked in. It just feels like this is finally the year, and he has elevated his level of play, and he knows how to get this done.
What's really cool, though,
is
when
as a result.
When you say this is the year, because in all due respect to Embiid and the MVP, what we're really looking for is title contending capabilities.
Damn right.
And it might be the year.
Yeah.
The Sixers might be about to do what the Phillies did, which is one of the ultimate Houdini acts I'd ever seen in my life, where a fan base was, to a large extent, let's be real, kind of dormant with regard to excitement through months and months and months and months. And then when the Phillies made the playoffs in late September, people were like, okay, this is kind of cool now. And then they just took off like a freaking rocket ship in October. And the Sixers might be about to do the same thing.
I think it feels a lot. I think there are parallels here where Joel and James Harden, what they're doing, it feels akin to what our Eagles did in butt pushing, in RPOing, in just being ahead of what the rest of the league was doing. Right now, does it feel like anyone can stop James Harden and Joel Embiid in a pick
and
roll
Harden,
situation?
Well, Harden, I think, can still be stopped.
Those two together have perfected what they're doing to where it's clockwork.
It's impressive, man. It's really.
Absolutely.
So, look, we'll take everyone's reaction on the 76ers. But obviously the big story is C.J. Gardner-Johnson. If you're just waking up to the news, Gardner-Johnson signed last night with Detroit a one-year deal, $6.5 million. Who do you blame more, him or Howie, for not getting this done?
You know how crazy – you know how undervalued that is compared to what I thought he was going to get a week ago?
I know.
A week ago, I thought C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you know, when depending where you'd look – there were people speculating, oh, he might agree to a five-year deal worth $65 million.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about $13 million a year over an extended period of time. This guy got a prove-it deal for $6.5 million.
Shocking. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington right now. Jeff, what do you make of this, man?
I actually – Gardner Johnson made the mistake here. I mean, the dude had a three-year deal in hand. And he ended up taking a one-year prove-it deal? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does in one sense, Jeff, and this is the thing we don't know the answer to. How low was the three-year deal?
I mean, yeah, you can make the case
if it's – think of it this way. If it's 3 years, I'm just going to make up numbers. Let's say it's 3 years and $20 million. So
right.
It's like $6.5 million a year, but you get it for 3 years. He might say – because, by the way, that's probably about what it was. Let's be real. If he ended up getting one year and $6.5
million,
it might have been – guys, it might have been 3 years and $16 million. And he might have been like, no way. He's like, they didn't believe in me this time, not just the Eagles, but the other 31 teams. Screw them all. I'm going to go out there and prove again that I'm a really good player. And 12 months from now, they're going to give me a four-year deal and $40 million. So I don't know, Jeff, I don't know that Gardner Johnson made a mistake turning down an Eagles three-year deal. I do know this. The league doesn't like him as much as we do. Now, why
apparently
that is,
not.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they feel like he benefited from a really good Eagles defense. And let's be real, some really bad quarterbacks that the Eagles faced. You know, maybe some of those interceptions.
Yeah.
And I do remember some of them were kind of like the pop-up interception type. Maybe a quarterback under pressure just kind of throws it up. Gardner Johnson catches it. Even if it's a diving catch, it's athletic. You know, I bet you there was a lot of bum quarterbacks these interceptions were against. Because the Eagles faced a bum quarterback almost every game this year. So,
Howie's always been the weird one, man. Howie's always been the guy where if he likes you, obviously he's going to make it work. But apparently he doesn't like him that much.
That's correct.
I guess they're looking at the draft. If, you know, we can get somebody cheaper and maybe just as good or as close to as good.
Low-level free agent. Jeff, give me a great answer here, man. A combination of a great TV character and movie character from the same actor.
There's so many, but actually the first one that came up when you brought up Michael J. Fox was Christopher Lloyd with Jim Mignatowski in Taxi, and then Doc Brown.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right, you got it, man. Christopher Lloyd's a very solid answer. Let's talk to John right now in Collegeville. Hi, John.
Hey, Joe. John, how you guys doing?
Great, John.
You know, I'm glad I was on hold, Joe, for 10 minutes because my blood pressure went through the roof. When you suggested that CJ, who's totally to blame here, could have a better career than Andre Waters?
Sure he could.
Really?
Why not?
Because I don't know. I don't think Richie crossed over with Andre Waters because when you caught the ball out of the backfield or caught the pass over the middle and Andre was lurking, yeah, you made a lot of business decisions.
John, there's no doubt Andre Waters was one of the great hitting safeties of the 80s and the 90s and one of the great tacklers of that era. But you do know he was not exactly, let's say, stellar in pass coverage, right?
Yeah, but no one cared. He's a safety.
Yeah, but they care now. I mean, of course it's a different game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's pretty damn effective in pass coverage.
Yeah, he was all right.
He's really effective in pass coverage for a safety. I mean, he can play nickel corner.
John, I know what's going on here. And believe me, I'm normally guilty of it, but in this case you are. It's nostalgia for, you know, what we had 30 years ago and who we became accustomed to loving. Listen, if C.J. Gardner-Johnson ended up being here for 5 or 6 years, which I thought there was a good chance he was going to be, that kind of guy, you would have grown to love him, man.
Do you think some of his social media stuff hurt him? Because I think it did.
Absolutely.
No question.
No doubt about it.
And finally, Joe, Fletcher Cox, defensive linemen are always more valuable than safeties.
It depends how good they are. We're not talking about Fletcher from 5 years ago, even 3 years ago. We're talking about Fletcher entering, you know, calendar year 2023 in his second decade of pro football with a lot of wear and tear on his body and the occasional decision to not try his hardest.
Yeah, well, CJ never struck me as an Eagle. Fletcher Cox does. I guess that's the final thing.
John, give me a great answer here for a combination movie and TV role.
I'm showing my age again, but Rowdy Yates, Clint Eastwood, and Rawhide, and Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry. You got it, John. Appreciate the phone call. All right, coming up in a minute, more of these calls about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? Certainly it is. So start at PI Dental Center. They've got decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and I've been a patient there for two decades. Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slell, they are awesome at what they do. Board-certified prosthodontist. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center, they're the originators of the teeth in a day, a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in just one day. So if you struggle with your teeth in whatever form and fashion you do, and a lot of people have issues, sometimes related to a recent accident, sometimes related to how you were born all those years ago, know that help is available for you, and that help is called PI Dental Center. So get yourself to PI Dental Center. PIDentalCenter.com is the website you can start at. PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Let's talk to Bridget right now. Bridget, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and welcome to Florida.
Thanks, Bridget.
Okay. I feel like Joe felt like after the Super Bowl, I feel like the bottom fell out, and I feel like we've been kicked.
Well, it's gone both ways because some things have been really, I think, exciting, Bridget. I mean, this was not quite the exodus that I expected because they kept both corners, and I actually thought that was more important than keeping Gardner Johnson. But I will tell you this.
I never thought it could happen. I never thought both cornerbacks. I thought it would be CJ and a corner.
No, I thought
I never thought it would be what it is now.
I thought it was possible. What I did not think was possible, Bridget, under any circumstance, is that the Eagles would lose CJ Gardner Johnson where he only gets a one-year deal on $6.5 million.
I agree.
You could have given me I would have thought the better chance Trey Turner hits four grand slams in the same game.
He did than fabulous
Gardner Johnson
this weekend.
Gets that deal.
Or that Gardner Johnson is elsewhere on a 1 year deal and we instead signed Fletcher Cox on a 1 year deal for more.
Yeah.
Here.
Shocking, John.
That doesn't sit well. I understand it's a different position and everything. Fletcher Cox, this is now 2 years where we have given him the hometown, here you go, here's money. This is because of what you've done 5 years ago instead of what you're doing now.
Bridget, give me a great answer. Combination movie and TV role.
I got a great one. The late, great Robin Williams from Mork and Mindy and my favorite character in Disney's Aladdin.
You got it, Bridget. Would you, Seltzer, is that who you'd go with?
No.
Robin Williams?
No. Look, I love the genie in Aladdin, don't get me wrong, but yeah, probably a few other answers that might have been better for the movie portion of that.
Now, I will say the same actor or actress can be said two times, four times, six times for answers on the show. Just get the right answer. I mean, you pick a different Robin Williams movie, if you will. I don't know which one would be the
Let's say, but I wouldn't tell Bridget it was not her fault that time. I would say that was her fault.
Let's tackle this one. Is it Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
Is it Good Morning Vietnam?
No.
It's Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
Is the answer. That is the. Dead Poets Society.
I don't know. Oh, Dead Poets
is up there, but I mean, I think Good Will Hunting.
It's Good Will Hunting.
I don't know about
come
that.
On.
It's
not
Mrs. Doubtfire, Ray. What do you
Mrs.
think?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys?
I think
without
it's
a doubt.
I don't know. I think it's Good Will Hunting, but I understand your
Good Will
point.
Hunting. That was the first time we saw Robin Williams in a role that just killed you.
He's not even the star of the movie.
Heartstrings. Yes, yeah, sure
he's the
he
most
is.
Memorable part.
He,
I mean,
he is
it's
a
not
star
your
in
fault.
The movie.
It's not your fault. It's like his most famous quote of all time.
I know, but
don't you remember thinking, "Holy cow, I can't believe that was Robin Williams."
Yes.
Robin Williams just did that.
Yes.
This is dramatic acting and it is impeccable.
And I loved him more in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, I mean, it could go either way. I'd lean Mrs. Doubtfire. Let's go to Ian right now in Reading. Ian, I'm sorry. Is it Ian or Ian? What's going on, buddy?
It's Ian. Hey, morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Ian.
So I wanted to just talk about the WBC for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm more ready for baseball now than ever. Like, I actually turned the TV on and saw the Trey Turner homer, and that was just such a moment. It's more than exhibition of these guys. It means
he's
something.
Hitting ninth.
Yes.
That's what's crazy about this.
Exactly.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, no, it is cool. I've been very candid in the last week or so. I have not given a damn about the World Baseball Classic. But having seen
these
some of the highlights.
These players sure do.
They do.
They do. Love it.
They do.
Trey Turner said it was the Grand Slam was the greatest home run he's ever hit. And he
That's
won
amazing.
A championship with the Nationals.
Well, yeah.
And he was, if you saw him, he was stoked. It was, I'm like, get to the regular season now.
Yeah. Ian, how do you feel about rooting for Pete Alonso? Big burly chest, arrogant Pete Alonso. Now he's, go Pete Alonso.
Cut that audio.
It's definitely tough to do, but you have enough guys on that team to, you know, to get behind your country. So it's pretty awesome.
It's listen, I will say, having seen some highlights, it stoked my interest a bit, but not enough to have watched anything more than maybe a pitch or two live in this whole process. I haven't. Now, maybe I seek out the championship game. I think it's, what is it, James, Tuesday night? Monday night?
Yeah, they're waiting for the winner of Mexico-Japan tonight.
Yeah. All right, Ian, give me a great answer, man, a combination from movies and TV.
First icon that I thought was Fresh Prince, Will Smith.
Oh. Okay, yeah, it's a good answer. Give me the movie.
I think I'd have to go Independence Day.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it's solid.
There's multiple options, but I think that's one of the Mount Rushmore options for Will Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's got a more iconic role.
But you went
role.
Summer blockbuster. You know, like, do you count that the same?
Yeah, Will Smith's is, like, that's what he does. Movie. He's Mr. Summer Blockbuster.
Yeah, he was. Will he ever get that back?
No.
No.
Because of the slap?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
It hurt him.
It hurt him so bad. He has no idea.
And also,
he might know.
Honestly, let's be honest, Joe. You know what's really going to hurt him there? He'll never be a superhero. And that's really going to hurt him these days in that particular thing.
That's what everybody's doing these days.
And why do you say he'll never be a superhero?
He said he'll never.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah, he did Hancock.
Well, he was Hancock.
Yeah, but he did Hancock, which is the anti-superhero. He said, I will never do like the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, is that beneath him?
I mean, you know, I respect it.
Yeah, I mean, I hate the superhero thing. It's killing. It's killing movies, John. It's killing them.
It's not good for movies.
I like the movies. I like the superhero movies.
Come on,
that
how many
I
movies
see.
Do you go to anymore?
I do. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Not many. Not many.
Well, you got him on that one.
All right, up ahead. At 7:30 today, we'll talk to Charlie Manuels. We broadcast from spring training, plus John Middleton at 9. And phone calls also on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, no longer an Eagle. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. With the tournament obviously heating up, no better place to get in on the action and bet the games than FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, FanDuel is giving new customers a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. So go to FanDuel.com/hammer and sign up today to claim your no-sweat first bet. Lock in using promo code HAMMER. Obviously, 16 teams left in the tournament. We've got a couple days off before it resumes on Thursday night. Find the bet or bets that works for you and lock in with FanDuel.com/hammer to sign up. Use promo code HAMMER. Of course, you can also bet, you know, baseball and, you know, pro basketball and future bets in football and more to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.